Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
The Total Energies CAF Under 17 Africa Cup of Nations 2026 Kosafa qualifiers were recently staged in Harare, Zimbabwe, to full stadiums and an incredible atmosphere. The stands were packed at the Ngoni Stadium despite the host nation going out in the group stages, and it was a reminder again, if one was needed, just what a football-loving country Zimbabwe is. South Africa took home the trophy for a record-equalling fourth time, drawing them level with Zambia on the all-time list, and that with a squad that was put together just days before the tournament started. They qualify for the Total Energies CAF Under-17 Africa Cup of Nations 2026, along with runners-up Angola and Mozambique, who took home the bronze medal. The trio will represent the Kasafa region on the continental stage, and we hope will be three of the 10 African nations who will qualify for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Qatar next year. We hear from all three of their coaches, starting with South Africa's Vele Khumalo, who had just a few training sessions to get his side ready for the competition.
Coach, a tough 90 minutes, but you managed to get through it. What did you make of the game, and how do you summarize the whole tournament?
Look, with regard to the game itself, I think the last part of it showed that the fatigue crept in both teams. And you know, when you are tactically disciplined, when you are technically good, I think this kind of a challenge is the one that we're going to come across in AFCON. Angola, congratulations to them. They really made us suffer a bit, and we felt that we are having a good challenge. And it is a show of character from the boys. We wanted it the most, and we are happy that we are over it. We won the trophy, but the great work is ahead now to say how is AFCON going to be like. I think we've seen the picture today. And with the tournament itself, conceding three goals in the tournament, it says a lot. We worked more on that and on defensive structures and all of that because we did not really have enough time. And scoring more goals, it also helped us. And I think with regard to the game, we missed the chances. But like I said, it was fatigue and so many things in this game. Because if you remember, at first I was with Bafana for Kosafa just some months ago. And we went to the final and we were playing Angola. I thought deja vu here. But approaching it with a positive spirit and with a strong mind to say, I don't want to see the action that I thought I saw before. And let's go and win it, boys. And I'm really happy for our boys, and I'm happy that we won this thing. And I will not stop saying the credit must always go to our development coaches in South Africa, from all the provinces, from all different clubs, the parents of these kids, and the SAFA as the custodian of football, the teachers and the schools for allowing us to come here and represent the country. I think I'm proud of that, and I cannot really say much about my technical team. They were fantastic, and my boys, they really put up a good fight, and I'm really, really happy for this tournament. We are now the champions of COSAFA.
Coach Ebuchaira here, obviously online. I would like to say congratulations, but Coach, I would want you to walk me through your tactics and the changes, particularly into the second half. There was a period where you made some wholesale changes, including the number four who was anchoring the team, and after that, your team ran into severe problems for quite a while up until eventually you managed to get the goal on the play. Could you briefly maybe walk me through the changes? Is that, was it injury, substitutions, or what? Because for a moment, perhaps you would have regretted those decisions.
Look, you're spot on. I think much as we wanted to rotate and get fresher legs, and in one moment it didn't really go the way we wanted with our subs. But importantly, it was more of giving these boys another experience, because we are well aware that we have qualified, but we wanted to give them experience and also confirm what we have, because we cannot just have players who are not playing. We wanted to play them. However, yes, one will then say maybe they did not get to the tempo of the game, and also coming in that time where there is pressure and all of that, you will then say these are small kids again. How do you assist them? How do you motivate and help them to come out? You know, I don't want to give much of the tactical structure as to how we're playing and all of that, because it will work against us. I'll always give how the general feeling, not necessarily the technical aspect of the game. But you're spot on. With our subs, we wanted to rotate and get fresher. But out of that, at least this year, consolidate. He got one goal and he helped us with that one goal. Because it was coming from the bench, he was fresher. Madondo was up. Maybe if you've seen how many chances he created Madondo but missed them, he will then say the legs were gone and we needed to understand that. We needed to take him out and at least bring Sia. He gave us a goal and we're home and dry.
I just wanted you to maybe highlight how the competition this year, the impression of the competition this year, considering that the under 17 is the foundation for the senior team in the region. What is your impression of the tournament this year?
I can't stop to say congratulations to COSAFA with the preparations, and maybe one will have to also admit that Zimbabwe has been good to us. We were hosted nicely so here in Zimbabwe. This region is growing, COSAFA region is growing. I think we are sending strong teams to AFCON, and we hope that we are not going to disappoint. We'll definitely have to qualify to the World Cup because of the preparation from COSAFA side and COSAFA region.
Congrats, coach. Could you briefly advise us how your preparations were like for you to come up with such a coordinated team? How did your preparations go? What did they consist of?
Look, in a tournament of this nature where you only have one day rest, what we only wanted to do it was to automatize, get the player to understand exactly how we want to play. Even with their eyes closed, they need to know, if I receive the ball in this position, this is where I need to play the ball. If I receive it here, this is... You know, when you automatize, it gets into their DNA. Yes, one will then say, but you are restricting them that much. I said, yeah, we're restricting because of the nature of the tournament, wherein you don't have enough time to work on all the aspects of the game. But you then say, what will be the best way to work with this? It's all about automatizing this. It is all about drilling and drilling and drilling actions after action of the same nature. That has helped us a great deal because our players knew where to play the ball, knew in certain areas where what is it that needs to be done, where we need to defend, where do we need to develop play from the back, when we get to the entry, the attacking third, how do we get into there? You know, it goes back to the conditioning also. I think our physical conditioning was super, was top, and I'm very proud of him. David Nyanti, our assistant, goalkeeper coach, the technical team, Shuaib, doctors, and our kit men, everybody, team manager, they really came to the party with one thing, and that on its own has helped the team. We were saying, our slogan has always been, in all the teams, it's winning is not only thing, and winning is not everything, but it's the only thing. It has always been our structure, our slogan. Winning, you go ask them. Winning is not everything, but it is the only thing. That's how we go about it.
Lastly, coach, what do you make of the 12th men, the support that you got playing away from home? It seems pretty much the Zimbabwean crowd was more on your side than your opponents. Do you think that managed to spur you on to victory?
I think the crowd was going both ways. The crowd, they were favoring whoever is playing good football. At one stage, we were the favorite. At one stage, when Angola was coming at us on the second stanza of the game, then they were the favorites. I think they love to see good football in both sides, which I think we displayed it. And I'm happy that they were there for both teams, even though the host was not there.
Angola coach Mauro Katala was disappointed his side could only take home the silver medal, despite an excellent run to the final in which they scored 18 goals in 4 games and did not concede a single one. But his pre-tournament aim was also to qualify for the continental finals, and that was achieved.
Coach, tough luck about the result today, but still more congratulations for qualification to AFCON. What did you make of today's game, and how do you summarize the tournament as far as your team is concerned?
Thank you for the congratulations. Unfortunately, we lost this game against South Africa, but our first objective was qualifying to AFCON to 2026. Yes, but this is the football. I think my team did a very well tournament. Of course, we won't win the last game against South Africa, make a goal and not score a goal. But this is football. South Africa playing very well the first half, make one goal. First half don't play very well, but in second half we play very well. We played very well. We make goal 1-1, and our defensive defender not very good. The last ball, South Africa make the second goal. Yes, but this is football. Congratulations to South Africa for winning this competition and for qualifying to the AFCON 2006. The same I told the Mozambique for the qualification and the whole team participation in this tournament. Of course, I think very well tournament, very organized. Congratulations to Zimbabwe to organize, to host this tournament. I think this is COSAFA, our regional group with this game, this tournament. Yes, but this is football. Yes, unfortunately, we lost it, but this is football. We continue work for next edition. We came back here better.
Was it part of your strategy to start Antonio on bench because going into this match in 7 goals? And would you think if you had started him in the first 11, the result would have been different?
Yeah, very good question. Look, Antonio is better score, 8 goals. Congratulations to him. But he very tired the last game against Mozambique. We analyzed the game. He don't play very well. His midfield don't play very well the last game against Mozambique. We changed with number 8, Manelson, very experienced player. He played AFCON 2005 in Morocco and he played last tournament COSAF in Johannesburg. Winned to Zambia. Remember? Yes, this is the football. We know when into game Antonio Pedro or Pedro Antonio probably make goal, did goal. Yes, we in to field, he scored 1 goal, 1-1. I think this moment very well, but I don't have more options. I have few options. I think Pedro Antonio in very well in the pitch, make 1 goal, bad score. I think he in the bench, no problem. We don't see an opponent can be make goals the same Pedro Antonio. Yes, I think he in the bench, no problem. He is better scored this tournament. Congratulations to him.
What would you say would be your objective going into the AFCON Games as the next level of competition? Obviously, you have lost 2 back-to-back finals. Do you think you also have enough motivation, maybe perhaps, to want to try and win at AFCON in order to compensate for maybe these losses, these disappointments that has happened to the boys?
Yes, we need more defenders. You know? For AFCON tournament, obviously we have a tournament pre-AFCON tournament before AFCON in Angola. Young games, we have young games in Angola. Our objective in the AFCON 2006 is qualifying to World Cup 2006 in this case. Is our objective. Obviously, we don't help for this result. We don't very help for our squad. We need to improve our game, our squad, our player. We have time to training him to improve my team. We work this year. My MEA have a plan, strategic plan to improve our player. We go to training, working, go to tournament, improve our player, and we think the AFCON 2006 we have. Team, we will have the team to qualify into World Cup Under 17 2006.
Mozambique coach Luis Guerrero had to settle for a bronze medal, but he too can look forward to a place at the Continental Finals after the Young Mambas beat Comores 3-0 in the third place playoff.
Coach, congratulations on the result today and
thank
also
you.
Qualification to the AFCON.
Thank you.
So just give us your reflection on how you found the game today and what qualification to the AFCON means to Mozambique.
Da nota de boa-vinda, ele diz que é o grande treinador aqui de Moçambique. Então pede a nossa reflexão sobre o que é que nós vimos, o que é que nós sentimos sobre o jogo.
Nós, equipa técnica, como eu disse já numa conferência de imprensa, temos realizado um trabalho de há 2 anos para cá. E hoje foi o coroar de realmente esse trabalho. porque esta geração que nós estamos a orientar, é uma geração com bastante futuro, com bastante qualidade. E hoje foi o coroar desse trabalho da equipa técnica e dos jogadores. Como vocês viram, a nossa seleção realizou todos os jogos com grandes exibições, demonstrando um futebol de qualidade, demonstrando realmente o perfume do jogador moçambicano. Foi pena o jogo com Angola não tivesse tido outro resultado, porque nós teríamos realmente o ensejo de fazer este evento sem derrotas. Apraz-me registar que nós, em 9 jogos, desde Portugal até aqui, só perdemos um jogo. Foi o jogo com o COSAFA. Portanto, 8 vitórias e 1 derrota. Portanto, é o fruto do trabalho que nós temos desenvolvido com o futebol de formação em Moçambique.
So, we as a coach, we are happy now. And congratulations for the player. So, this is the job that we are doing in 2 years in Moçambique. So, according with our federation, so we are doing this job with this generation. We think that is the generation that deserve this result now to qualify for AFCON. So as you know, we are coming playing for the match. We had 9 matches that we played. Only we played, we lose against Angola. So this is the means that we are doing a good job. So we draw, we lose against Angola. But as you see, all the championship that we see in this tournament, we was on top, was pressing, and we was lucky to score a goal. If I was we scored there against Angola, maybe now we can be preparing to do the final match. So, but we keep working. This is the job that we are doing for this generation to try to change, to raise the new generation of young players.
Coach, Peter, I published online. What do you make of this COSAFA Under 17 tournament in regards to the quality, even the opposition that you have played against? Has it given you enough taste, enough push, enough competitiveness, to go and compete against other countries at AFCON?
Então ele pergunta o que é que o nosso mister achou dessa competição a nível de qualidade, de outros, mesmo nossa qualidade, mesmo qualidade do adversário. Nós achamos que essa qualidade, para os desafios que nós temos para as outras equipas, pode ser no Marrocos, nós estamos preparados. O que é que o mister disse, o que é que viu sobre a qualidade de outras equipas?
Eu não observei os outros grupos, mas dá-me a entender que houve alguns grupos ali com muito mais fácil nos encontros com outras seleções, com outro patamar. O nosso grupo era um grupo muito forte, era um grupo que tem seleções também já preparadas já há bastante tempo. Eu penso que nós, neste momento, o nosso plano será reforçar o plantel com mais observações por Moçambique, para reforçar o nosso plantel, porque o nosso plantel, como viram, estava só com 16 atletas, e o CAN, como vai apresentar seleções realmente com uma qualidade totalmente diferente ou igual àquelas que estiveram no COSAFA, temos que nos preparar para que realmente possamos fazer uma boa figura no CAN.
So, we observe in another group that easy for them to qualify. So, but we saw that in our group it was a very strong group. So we didn't see another groups as well. We saw only our groups and the another one that they qualified for the semi-final. So, but the quality, it was there. So now we need to push ourselves to prepare ourselves to Morocco. So we need to into the Mozambique to do scouting, to find another players that they can give us the competitive to go and to face Morocco in next year.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We'll be back next time with more news and views from the Southern African region. We wish all our club sides competing in the CAF Interclub preliminary round the best of luck this weekend. Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on the COSAFA YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and get the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com.